The sound of a family being attacked by a rabid bobcat is what you're about to hear.
Oh.
And the guy's name is Happy.
Happy.
You know what's interesting? It's the very first clip you hear of his voice. He is happy.
Yes.
It's in the morning. He's walking out to his minivan. A security camera picks him up.
Yep.
And he sees the runner. He says, good morning. And it wasn't, good morning.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Like he meant it. Like, good morning.
He truly
he's happy.
Was hoping that runner would have a good morning.
Exactly. Have a happy day.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And he puts his coffee down on the, like, where the windshield meets the hood of the car.
Yep.
And he starts opening the door. And all of a sudden,
with a tray of baked brownies.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why he's so happy.
Right.
What kind of brownies
How
are they?
How did I know they were brownies? Like, I just guessed they were brownies. Were they really brownies?
It had to be.
They seem brownies.
What else comes in that tin?
Right. Plus those browns, though.
Right.
Yeah. Mini muffins?
No one brings a meatloaf.
I thought I was going to have to debate you guys on what was in the...
No, brownies were
okay. Oh, it's a brownie.
Yeah, trust me.
The same thing.
Try a brownie.
I don't even know what's in there, but I'm like, that's friggin' brownies.
He's got coffee and minivan. He's happy. Those are brownies.
Right. And coffee and brownies together. Come
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
Magic.
It's the ultimate. Yeah. Exactly.
Absolute magic.
He puts the coffee down where the windshield meets the hood.
On the cowl, right?
On the cowl of the car.
Yep.
Minivan. And he starts opening the door while he's balancing the tray of brownies. And all of a sudden, the wife comes out and she's like screaming like she was just lit on fire.
Yes.
And yes. I can't even understand what she's saying, but apparently the internet says she's saying, oh my God, run happy, run.
Run happy, run.
Wrong movie.
Sounds like a song. Run happy, run. Run happy, run. Happy, run.
You know what's interesting about that, though? Most women would be like, help me, help me, help me.
Right.
Yeah,
she was like, save yourself.
Right.
By the way, as he's, we're going to, I'm assuming, break down the whole video, but as he's putting the coffee right on the car, you can see the bobcat is already crossing the street. It's already locked on, like, that's my target. Well, so if you look in the background, it's coming towards him.
It wanted to be happy.
Yeah.
Because she's carrying like happy. A pet container or something.
Yeah, what is she carrying?
Like that's, a cat?
It looks like a cat container.
It yeah. does. The first time I saw it,
cat carrier?
That's what I thought was attacking
I thought it was
her.
In her.
Yes.
Right.
Huh?
No, the bobcat wanted what she had, not
yeah,
her.
Yeah, I think so. I yeah. think the bobcat said, oh, there's my snack, and it's nice and fresh.
Right. House kitty, yeah.
Still alive.
Actually, the cat said there's brownies over there. Bobcat says brownies.
Do I smell coffee and see a tray of brownies?
Oh, my God. Oh,
and
my God.
There's a cat. Oh, this is my lucky God. Day.
I haven't had brownies in so long.
Ooh, a kitty and coffee. So,
and he said good morning to me. This isn't...
And his name is Happy. His name is Happy.
Yeah, then he runs around the back of the van, grabs, and so now he's out of sight. You don't really see what's happening. But then he comes back into the shot, and he's holding the bobcat over his head.
Right.
Like it's some kind of a scene from The Lion King.
Right.
I'm like, why? What is happening here? There was too much for my brain to put all this together.
And the music.
All right, just grab the thing and throw it on the ground. Why are you running with it? Right. I mean, this guy's a hero, really. He was like, I'm going to save my wife. I'm getting this thing as far away from my wife as possible.
Happy said, behold, I have a bobcat.
Then he throws it. And I got to say.
That's like, a decent throw.
Like a cheese omelet. It wasn't a big bobcat, but he flung it.
Like an Olympic shot put.
Yeah. I give him a lot of points for that because that's not practice. You don't take live bobcats and toss them in your backyard just for fun.
No.
At least we don't think so. We don't know what he does on golf season.
Yeah, that was a good throw.
I mean, there's an audible thud when that thing hits the lawn.
Yeah.
Huh.
And, you know, his good morning to... screaming,
yeah!
I'm going to shoot the effing thing.
Yeah!
It was probably 6 seconds. His right. morning right. just took such a turn.
Right.
The brownies are on the ground.
Right.
He's probably got rabid bobcat scratches on him.
Probably, yes.
And he's looking for his gun. Like, the 6 seconds, good morning,
right.
to, wife is screaming, throwing a bobcat.
Yeah, it reminds me of a top 10 list every time.
I was going to say AJ.
Right.
AJ's like, had a few of these mornings.
Yeah.
But then a man.
I was happy a second ago.
A man named Happy can snap right back into it, though. After he throws a bobcat, I'm sure he's like, all right.
No, that was a good morning.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think his name is Pissed Off now.
All right, here is the audio.
Good morning.
Here's the coffee.
I need to wash my car.
Now, hold on. What is that? Is he calling birds now?
Is there a parrot?
I think there's an iPhone ring like that notification.
Does he want a cracker?
There's a lot of discussion about this on the internet. What people seem set on now is that because he was walking in his own driveway, the security cam picked it up, and that's the security cam notification going, saying, hey, motion detected.
Right.
This
man with brownies.
Even that sound is happy.
Or the camera saying, incoming.
Right. Heads up.
Bobcat, yeah. Secret code.
Right. Bobcat, 11 o'clock.
Bobcat.
Yeah. Or there's a bird up in the gutter saying, holy S.
Right.
Because, yeah, right after that, you hear the Bobcat entrance.
Yeah, here we go. See, now I can hear Run Happy Run.
Yeah.
The damn internet. Right. Really, you should get a job doing something because that's pretty good.
That's unreal. Yeah.
I would have never made that out. All I heard was
like Tasmanian devil noises.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. This is Jennifer in the basement with a spider, just like lots of loud noise. Right. I don't know what she's trying to say.
Right foot!
But I know it's not good. Right foot!
Right.
Bobcat! Oh, toss.
Get out! Look out!
It's a bobcat! Attack my wife! A bobcat!
A bobcat!
How you doing? I'm a bobcat!
A bobcat!
A bobcat!
Oh,
shoot Jesus. The bobcat!
He did shoot it, by the way.
Oh,
he did?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
the bobcat said, I thought you were happy.
Hi, good morning, Happy. What are you holding?
A bobcat!
He was smart, too. He grabbed it by its four legs so it couldn't get away. He had two legs in one hand and two legs in the other.
Still had a mouth that could, like, bite.
Yeah, that's true. That's what I thought.
It struggled, though. It, like, didn't know what to do. It's like, I can't move.
So I'll just bite.
It's like, this guy is pretty good.
Right.
Yeah.
He's the last person I would send out to, like, grab an attacking bobcat off of a woman.
Right.
Like, he just, good morning.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you're not the guy.
No. Nope. Right.
Bobcat!
A bobcat!
Bobcat!
Hey, what's the mascot for the Georgia College?
A bobcat!
That's right. Cat named
what's
Bob?
A mascot for Quinnipiac?
University. A bobcat!
Quinnipiac?
I never heard of Quinnipiac.
How do you spell that? K? No, I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I heard it. I didn't want to step on AJ.
Hey, Happy, what's that in your pants?
A bobcat!
What do you call that hairstyle?
A bobcat!
What's that machine with the claw?
A bobcat!
You have a lot of hair on your chest. Is that a... what is that?
A bobcat!
Oh, okay.
What do you call that beard just sporting?
A bobcat!
Dang.
Who ate the brownies?
A bobcat!
Talking about bobcats and when nature attacks. That video is everywhere. That bobcat attacking the woman.
Yep. The brownies, coffee.
Maybe. Yeah, there's a lot going on there. Get a tray of brownies, get a cup of coffee.
All right, family cat.
Maybe eat the family cat.
All that stuff going on.
And then a man named Happy.
A man named Happy.
Good morning.
Morning. I'm Happy.
And who says out loud, I got to wash my car?
Good morning.
A happy man does.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. That does sound like something AJ would do. Who's a hungry boy?
Who's a hungry boy?
You see your lunch.
Car.
Yep.
I got to wash my car.
I got to wash my car. I would definitely say that.
It's like 1 second before it all changed.
Yep. Became unhappy.
Bobby Bagels.
Good morning, everybody. How you guys doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay. I wasn't attacked, but my girlfriend's workmate was attacked. And she works at a DDI house overnight, and there's a male aide that also works with her at the house. And I drive him back and forth because she feels it's inappropriate that he rides with her. So I drop him off at the house, and then when I go to pick him up later, in the evening, I find out that she called me. She told me that Webster was attacked by a squirrel when he went to do the garbage.
Bring
the garbage out. And this squirrel was like just standing on a can and would not budge. And he was throwing rocks at it and sticks at it. And then the thing made a leap for him and he went running in the house, like terrified.
Yep.
It was really part of it. The best part was I picked him up hours later and I go to drive him home. And as I'm pulling up to his house, I see this squirrel, a different squirrel, of course, because this is about 3 miles away, sitting on the garbage can. But this one looked like an MMA fighter. The tail was shredded, had like a scar above his eye.
Oh, wow. What neighborhood is this where the squirrels are like fighters?
Seriously, they have tattoos.
This is Selden. Long Island.
Okay.
And the squirrel's just like eyeing him down. And I'm flashing the lights and honking the horn at it. And the squirrel's like looking at him like, yeah, I just got a call from my cousin over at the other house. Like, I'm not letting you in.
Yeah.
It's hysterical. Like, this guy was terrified to go in the house.
Holy crap.
He ain't going nowhere.
You know, it was interesting that you said workmate.
Yeah.
And not
co-worker.
Workmate. Sounds like something you'd say in England.
Like right. Playmate.
Like a creamer.
Yeah, hey, right. Playmate, workmate.
I use workmate.
This is my workmate.
Like a creamer, yes.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Have a blessed day. Bye.
You too. Thank you.
Have a blessed day to you.
Oh, who says that? Cool.
We're talking about that video, the bobcat attack.
And bobcat!
The guy named Happy throws the bobcat.
Right.
Trapper Don.
Morning, everyone.
Hey. Morning, TD.
That was pretty scary, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was out for a few days. I just had saw it when I texted it to you, Chaz.
Yeah.
I watched it 3 times in a row. I was like, whoa, that was like totally nuts. And the best part was where he threw it like a football at the end of the video.
Spiraled.
Was it?
Actually went through a little tire.
It was a perfect spiral.
Went through a tire and everything.
With
yeah.
an arc.
Right.
Oh, it was just beautiful.
Yep. Someone grabbed it and made
and
it.
And then he's yelling at it, I'll shoot it. This is, you know, I can't swear on the radio, but
if you
heard the audio, oh my God, I was dying. I was cracking up in a way.
All right, so you see two people getting attacked by a rabid bobcat and you're laughing.
Well, not that what he was saying, not because it attacked her.
His reaction, exactly.
That's what makes the video, you know, I don't know how many hits. It had like 6 million on Friday.
Yeah.
That's why. It's him.
It's him.
It's how he reacted.
Instantly.
Like, she's screaming. Who wouldn't scream if a bobcat is, like, grabbing at your legs?
Right.
First thing in the morning. First time you're leaving the house for the day.
You're just walking
bobcat.
Out.
Bobcat.
Yeah. Right. Right. Bobcat's on you, attacking you.
Exactly. Right.
Oh, yeah.
And she says, run, Happy.
Yes.
Like, don't, she doesn't say, help me.
No, run, Happy, run.
That's, to me, shocking.
Exactly. He should have jumped.
They're the best.
He should have jumped the van.
This is a great couple.
They each are looking out for each other.
She could have meant run so it attacks you instead of me. Run across the street, cause a distraction.
See, I would have heard.
This is how Ashley hears
it. I would have heard jump in the van and lock all the doors.
Yeah, that's unreal. Yeah. And then at the end, when he flips the bobcat, he's flipping something. It looks like part of the tray of brownies. I think he lost the tray of brownies behind the van.
Yeah, like all the brownies next time. Yeah.
Sad.
These things happen.
Yeah.
Sad.
Casualty.
Yeah, but in the heat of the moment, I mean, if you all ever had cats before, just house cats, a bobcat will, the pain would be so extraordinary. You would just flip out like he did and drop the brownies just to save his girlfriend or wife.
Right. Can you imagine if he held on the brownies?
You better drop those brownies.
Yeah. That can be dinner for a couple of days. Yeah,
I'm in trouble.
Yeah. We'll get to Trapper Don in a second. We're talking about this video where the bobcat. A bobcat!
Bobcat!
Attacks a woman, and then the guy throws it, and I've had so much fun watching this over the weekend.
A bobcat!
A bobcat!
Alan Shelton?
Good morning!
Good morning!
Good morning!
So, a few years ago, I'm walking my golden retriever, and you know golden retrievers, just happy-go-lucky dogs, big smile on their face all the time. Walking down the street, my neighbor, a couple of doors down, had two chows, and one of them jumped over the fence, a little low, you know, 3.5 foot, whatever, chain link fence. So I'm walking with my dog. My dog stops, and he's wagging his tail, looking at him like, hey, this dog wants to play with me. Well, the darn chow grabbed his neck from behind and started biting him. So I'm standing there, and I just wound up reaching in. I grabbed the chow by the neck from behind with two hands, and I squeezed as hard as I could. Finally, the darn dog released, and I had it, you know, holding it up by its neck, and I threw it to the ground, too. And I was so angry because I knew the neighbors. They were friends of mine. And I said, come on, Kobe. That was my dog's name. And I walked back with him, and I turned back, and I see the dog, like, struggling to, you know, his tongue hanging out. He's like, ah.
Oh,
I'm
no.
Like, son of a gun. He survived. He survived, but I was so mad. And then luckily they called up and said they were sorry and anything we could do and all that. But, you know, it just figures. My happy-go-lucky dog thing, he's getting a dog to play with, and he gets bit.
It's funny, the dog that was attacking your dog and had the back of its neck in its mouth and, like, chomping down.
Right.
That's the dog that gets the sympathy.
Exactly. Aww, right.
Yeah.
Well, it's a dog.
Not the golden retriever. Just, right. Hi.
Right. It's
good
a dog.
Morning.
Yeah, but it's a dog.
He was fine.
Yeah.
No, those little dogs, they're so violent. Like, there's nice ones, and then the angry ones are the worst. They don't know they're not
they're very
big.
Protective.
Yeah, they have to overcompensate for
they're
their size.
Yeah. Chow's a huge.
Yeah.
Yep. What's that?
Yeah, they're
chows are big.
Really aren't that small. They're
I thought they were the
big.
Little ones.
No, you think a chihuahua.
No, big furry. They look like a lion.
They look like a bear.
Oh.
Yeah, they got
a bear, right?
Oh, I have a whole different. So I pictured you choking a small dog.
Oh, yeah, no. He,
oh,
he
I did too.
Made me laugh,
right?
It's one of those furry ones where the fur is like so out of control that it hardly has eyes.
Right.
I gotta look black tongues usually.
Right.
It looks like
black,
one of those
black
like
black tongues, yes.
It looks like one of those Japanese dragons.
Yeah.
Like, came to life, like one of those statues just like was like, I'm a dog now.
Well, this changes the whole story then.
Right.
It's okay.
Actually,
then.
This dog's name was Chinky. That was the name of it. Chinky.
That's my God.
That doesn't sound like a good name.
No.
All right.
That was his name. Chinky.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. You know, I'm just fascinated with this video. Man named Happy throws a bobcat after it attacks his wife in a wild video. Here's some of the sound from that. The tones in his voice.
Like a little Richard.
Look
out!
That high noise.
Watch out!
That's about as excited as you could get.
Oh, my God, yeah. That's all the way up to 10.
Yeah.
I'm crying.
And he goes from to, I'm going to shoot that effer.
Right.
Get out!
Lindsay, watch out!
Watch out!
Watch out! Watch out!
I'm going to shoot that effer.
Oh, shoot that
Yeah.
Oh. He dropped the brownies, that's why.
He's taking it personal.
Yes,
he is.
Yeah, right.
He's like, I'm going to shoot. Like,
that's it.
He's disrupted my morning.
Right.
And ruined the brownies.
Exactly.
The brownies. The morning.
I suppose coffee,
now I'm
too.
In a doctor's office for the next 6 months.
Oh, my God.
Damn it.
Chris and Milford, you were attacked by geese?
Oh, yeah. Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Yeah, I was out on Charles Island probably about 12 years ago when there was a lot more woods and trees out there. We walked out there, and we saw, like, geese sitting around, and we were walking right by them, and they weren't moving. I'm not realizing that it's probably mating season, so we're amazed that we're able to walk right up to these geese and look at them and not doing anything.
They're sitting on the eggs, right?
And then all of a sudden, yeah, apparently I'm sitting here thinking it's a petting zoo or something, like, oh, look at how nice and tame they are, ridiculous. So out of nowhere, all of a sudden, we start hearing geese, and before you know it, I got these male geese swooping at our heads.
Yeah.
They called their friends.
And pecking at us. And before you know it, it was like in a movie. We were surrounded by them. It was terrifying.
The Canadian Air Force, like, yep.
Yeah, and it took a long time to get out of there.
Wow.
Yeah, luckily I didn't hurt any of the animals or anything, but it was friggin' terrifying.
What was there a half a second where you thought, wow, this could be how my life ends?
Geese.
I'll be in goose poop everywhere.
Yeah, I was actually scared on an island and everything. In my mind, I thought it was like a horror movie.
Yeah, because if for some reason you fall over and they all just like start pecking you to death.
Exactly.
You know? Can you imagine? It's like,
Oh, I'm done.
Has anyone said
behind us,
Chris? No,
they're trying to exit.
Yeah.
I found us watching a piece of goose poop over there.
They come at you with the wings. Like, they come at you like, bleh. We're going to get you.
They actually said that. Yeah.
The whole, how the female goose picks.
I've been there since that time.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I stay away.
I stay away now.
There's nothing peaceful about Charles Island.
I'm cool.
Is there a mating process?
Well, how the female picks the male is her feeling as to how the male will protect her. So this is the screening process. If they feel the male goose will not be a good protector, you're out.
Yep.
Got it.
You're out.
Yep.
Well, they did.
So that's their
job.
Right.
Yeah. So once she has the eggs,
real male geese,
she will sit on them. She doesn't move anymore. He goes out, does all the work, comes back. So he's protector, gatherer, all that.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
She kind of hangs.
I've learned a lot about them recently, having a pond.
Right.
And it's not like, oh, I love those things. I want to learn. I'm like, how can I kill these things? I just want to kill them.
They're awful.
They pollute the water. They pollute the land. They're awful. A harassment. They're like bugs that just, they're like cockroaches, really.
Right.
That just take over a pond and just ruin the ecosystem of a pond. There's
no,
the only thing, if it wasn't for the government, these things would just be, they'd be gone because nobody likes them.
Eradicated.
When you think of like a serene painting of like what a pond should look like, none of those animals come by when there are geese. They chase all of them away.
Yeah.
They're all gone.
Yep.
It's just the geese.
And
now.
They block the damn roads in Milford every week.
Oh my God. Yes. The parade.
I'm sure they have some necessary role to play in the ecosystem.
Yeah, something to shoot at.
Yeah, to kill everything. No, it's, they're
take
gross.
Time crossing the road. I don't have to.
They're federally protected.
Yep.
Yeah, they're diseased, just angry birds.
Darby loves goose poop. Ugh.
Don't let her eat that.
Rabbit poop.
That
and
is
goose
about
poop.
As sick as a dog can get.
Yep. Do not
that.
Let her eat that.
Don't let her eat
that. Ain't
that.
Pate.
I mean, I don't encourage it, but once in a while, it's like.
You wouldn't stop it?
I try, but she's very quick. Very sneaky. Just one look at the tongue and it's gone.
Does she have to be sneaky to get one by you, though? Really?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, really.
How sneaky do you have to be?
Right in front of her.
How do you spell Colonel?
Right.
K. Hey.
I was sounding it out.
Sounded wrong to me.
Well, I'm glad you survived. That would have been something like, has anyone seen Chris?
Nope.
No, not since he went out to Charles Island. Well, we did find this skeleton.
In the middle for me,
saw a bunch of geese once.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too.
Now, I know what you're thinking. If you never had a pond or lived on the water, you're like, well, what's the problem? They're nice. It's like nice to go by, and they're floating on the
wrong.
Pond. No,
correct.
It's
the worst.
If you play softball, you know about it, too.
or play
they ruin
soccer.
Softball fields big time.
That's true.
Yep.
I grew up with a pond in our backyard, and I used to love walking along the brook and like finding little frogs. If you just happened to find a nest that you didn't know was there, you just froze. And then you're like, all right, where's the other one? Because you know that other one's like the sentry walking around guarding. And the worst is like doing the turnaround and it's already got its head sideways looking at you. You're like, oh, it's coming at me.
Here we go.
There's nothing I can do.
Gotta use my kicking foot.
Now you bring one of those little, on bat day at Yankee Stadium back in the day.
Yes.
Those little tiny baseball bats.
Oh,
bring one of those just
God.
Like bang right in the head.
I love those things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Billy Club.
I've been chasing them with my cart.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Which is legal.
Yes.
You know,
to make noise.
Not going to hurt them.
Nope.
Just make noise.
Unless they stop.
I'd like to see that, actually.
So I had a pair that were like fixing to settle down.
Oh, right.
And you could tell it's like, oh, well, this seems like a nice place to have a family and kids. Nice neighborhood.
Yes,
very
yes.
safe.
Yes.
Quiet.
Good schools.
Exactly. No carts.
Nice pond.
The whole thing.
Yep. Everything we wanted.
Every day.
I like that AJ defaulted to the female.
Well, you know, I figured he'd be the male, I'd be the female.
No, I loved it.
Every day, they're there, walking around the pond, going into, and they're making a little path from the pond to the water, and they like a path, because they want a path so the little ones can go from the nest into the water without flying, because there's this whole period where we're going to go in the water, but you can't fly, so we got to walk there.
That's
right, exactly.
cute.
Right.
Oh, yeah, it's cute, unless you own the property.
Right. For the landmines or what?
Yeah, so they don't like noise.
Oh.
And so I would chase them with the cart. So I was a crazy man. I
you know, go up in the house. I'd look out. Oh, they're back downstairs. Garage door open.
Here it comes, the annihilator.
They'd go fly off. I pull back in. Door down. Up the stairs. 2 minutes later. Damn it.
Son of a bitch. What you need is just park it there and have a remote start.
Yeah, exactly. Just have it go out on its own.
Just keep hitting the button.
And this went on for an entire weekend until it was 7 o'clock on Sunday morning. And I'm in bed and I hear these things come in. They have to announce when they're taking off or landing.
Right.
It's friends. Like a reverse beeper.
Yeah, I have friends like that.
Like, why can't you just come in? Yeah. Like quietly and land. No one would, I wouldn't have known.
Yeah.
But you know, you got to tell the friggin' world you're landing.
Hey, we're landing here.
I got up in my underwears.
Underwears.
T-shirt, black underwears.
Uh-oh.
Ran down, got in the car, and 7 in the morning, I'm like, out the garage door. Not today!
It's a brief chase.
That was the last time I saw them.
Right.
I think you're welcome. I think they were like, I don't believe this is a good place for our children.
He came down in his underwear.
There's this one crazy guy that keeps coming at us.
He came down in his underwear.
Yeah. It's like, wow, this is not a good place to be.
Yeah, we're good.
Let's grab Trapper Don here, has been on hold. Hey, that bobcat, there's no doubt that thing was just loaded up with rabies, right?
I would imagine. I haven't seen any, you know, anything on it. But, yeah, they generally do not attack unless they're rabid. I've never seen any reports of any that were not rabid that attacked.
Yeah.
So I would imagine he was totally rabid.
Kind of weird for it to be in that neighborhood, right? It seemed like the houses were pretty close together.
Mm. No. I mean, I don't even know where it was because I was just so laughing at the video.
I believe North Carolina.
Connecticut. Yeah. Oh, okay. No, we got them. I've had reports of them right in downtown Meredith, walking through the ghetto. They are just all over the place.
Downtown Meredith.
Yep.
That's lost, yeah. Though. Yeah. Really, aren't you lost?
I think so.
You eat like chickens and birds and things. Like, you know, rodents. You're going to be fighting people over,
right, small rodents.
You know, edible birds in downtown Meriden.
Right.
I'm going for it. You're going to have to fight me off.
Right.
Like, that's a good chicken right there.
That's a tough
I'm
bobcat.
Eating that.
Tough bobcat.
Wow.
Yeah.
Downtown Meriden. That's rabid, right? You just don't, you know, like, I don't know where I am. Stupid GPS. How'd I end up here?
Exactly. Left turn somewhere.
Have you ever, I think when I met you, you had one in a cage in the back of your truck, right?
Yeah, we were doing the bobcat study when we first started talking with the state. The trappers were doing it, and I did all kinds of videos, and we were catching them in cage traps and collaring them and tracking them all over Connecticut and stuff like that. Yeah. Yep.
Did you see that video where the guy, he grabs the bobcat and he's holding it up over his head and he takes about 5 steps with it, then throws it.
First he goes, oh my God, it's a bobcat. Right.
Like, oh, what do I have in my hands here?
I needed it 4 inches from my face to be sure.
Yeah.
This ain't no common kitty cat.
And that bobcat is like, oh my God, it's a Happy.
Right. But you seem very happy.
Why are you so angry, Happy?
That's what I was thinking. I don't think the bobcat knew what to do. He kind of was in awe himself the way the guy grabbed it and threw him.
Well, if you think about the 2 days and how they unfolded, this guy walks out, good morning, and 6 seconds later, I mean, there's a bobcat attack, and he goes to like, I'm going to shoot that effer.
Right.
The same thing happened with the bobcat. The bobcat's like, oh, look at food in a box for me.
Exactly. Right.
KFC.
Right. Delivery.
This is great.
And
nice
dessert.
Guy. And, you know, the next thing you know, the guy's like, gotcha, like, grab and throws you.
Right.
It's like, wow, I'm flying through the air. Just a minute ago, I thought I was going to be eating breakfast.
It's like a Monday around here.
Oh, shoot that.
I'm going to shoot that ever.
Oh, heard that before.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was a pretty funny video.
So
I mean, again, not that it attacked the people, but the way the guy made the video, the way he just stood his ground, kept his mind, grabbed the bobcat, saved his girlfriend, and threw it across the lawn. That was the funny part.
Yeah.
The toss. It's like, I don't know what to do now, but I don't want to be holding this anymore.
Yeah.
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 But the way she said run, save yourself to her guy, And the way he just jumped right in and saved her.
Immediately.
You can tell a very special couple.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you see a bobcat, don't do that, right?
Well, I mean, if it's attacking your girlfriend or wife, sure you do. Sure, you got to save her, you know.
So. Good answer.
You know, there's not. I do it for my
good
girlfriend.
Good answer.
As I said that, I was like, well, I just complimented these people how they handled it. Then I said, yeah, if you see a bobcat, don't do that. Save the brownies!
Right.
And run.
Yeah, well, if you see a bobcat attacking your girlfriend and you don't do nothing about it, I think there's a little issue there.
Oh, the attack that comes after that is worse.
Yes, far worse.
Yeah.
But the rabies thing, real quick, before I let you go, the rabies thing, like there's a big, like now he has to go for shots and all this stuff, right? Or is it different now?
No, I would imagine they both do. No, I guarantee you they both do. Yeah. Even if the bobcat ran and took off and they didn't capture it and test it, whether they know or not, they're both going for
precaution,
the rabies shots.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't take chances with rabies.
Yeah.
You know.
All right. Wowie.
That
crazy.
Is guaranteed death as soon as it sets in. Guaranteed. Yeah. Nothing they can do.
Oh, yeah.
And a painful death.
Yeah. Right.
It's like not a fun death.
And you got a happy woman.
Not that there would be a fun death.
Right.
Like, it's not sudden.
Yeah, no. Yeah. That's why one time I messed with a bat and I just got my rabies shot in the hospital. I was just going to get a booster and they decided to give me all 7. They said, we ain't taking any chances. You're going to get revaccinated, right? You know, this next few weeks. They weren't taking chances.
That makes sense.
But she was a vampire.
All right. Trapper Don, thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
No problem. You guys have a great week.
You're doing good. Thank you.
What's that in Trapper Don's shirt there?
A bobcat!
No, I think that's just his chest hair.